he is a member of Great Britain's gold ball team. He was born with a congenital eye condition called retinitis pigmentosa, which is a condition that makes sight in dark places difficult and causes one to be short-sighted. Despite his disability, he made his Paralympic debut at the London 2012 Games, where he competed in the preliminary stages. Outside of gold ball, he serves as a physiotherapist for young children with special needs. In an article for Beyond the Ultimate, he wrote of his upbringing and faith in Christ. "I have grown up in a Christian family. God is a very big part of my life. I believe that what I am doing in my sport is what God made me to do. He has given me this talent, and I want to invest it in it, and I want to invest in it, confident that it is bringing glory to God. I think that when we are given talents by God, we should invest them. Like the parable where Jesus talks about giving one person 10 talents, another 5 talents, and another 1 talent. Each of them do different things with their talents. The ones who invest their talents would come back in a year's time and give back to Jesus twice what they had been given. The person who had 1 talent had been so scared of losing his talent that he buried it. He wasted the talent and had not been able to grow with it. I think it is important that whatever talent we have been given, we should invest in it as much as possible. By doing that, we bring glory to God and are doing what God made us to do. My faith is an important part of the game. I try to pray before every game and give that game to God, to quietly affirm to Him that what I am doing is for Him and for His glory. I think if you ask the Holy Spirit to be with you, you have a strength that you can't have without Him. That helps my performance, because it brings me into a good psychological place in my mind and helps me be ready for the challenge. When I was younger, I prayed a lot that I would be healed of my visual impairment, that God would take this difficulty away from my life. I was about 13, and it was quite a big moment when I prayed that prayer. Obviously, I did not have my sight healed. If I had everything in my life, would have been totally different, and I don't know what that would have done for me. there would have been no gold ball. I would not have met my wife. I would not have had all of the friends I have. I certainly do not blame God for afflicting me with a disability. It has been a blessing for the most part in my life. I feel that by praying that prayer when I was younger, it brought me to a place in my mind where I could deal with the fact that I was disabled and move on and make something of my life rather than wondering how on earth I was going to cope. His name is Michael Shockey, and this is the Chief of Sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Michael Shockey trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and He's done everything for you, for He paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.